And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
I must have put my pants away dirty.
What?
I must have put my pants away dirty.
So.
And you got chocolate on it.
Oh, way to go, Roger. Alrighty, so you've got me for the next 2 months, so.
Oh, no.
I know, right? I probably should have left it as a surprise and just kept showing up each week, and you just look forward to, gosh, when is he going to be done? But I've got an interesting topic, at least in my mind, and so I've enjoyed studying it so far, and I hope you enjoy it as well. But let's open up with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this brand new day and this brand new year. We thank you for all of your blessings and your faithfulness to us in 2016, and we look forward to your continued faithfulness in 2017, Lord, because we know that you are a faithful God, you are unwavering, and your promises stand true for all of time, Lord, and we just pray that in 2017 that we would be faithful as well to you and to the faith, Lord. As we look at this new topic this morning and over the next several weeks, I just pray that you would guide and direct in our discussions, Lord, and just let it be something that we can take and use in our daily lives. And we just praise you and honor you for it as being our maker and creator. And we just give this time over to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, the topic that I have chosen to look at is something that Pastor Craig briefly touched on in one of his Wednesday night Bible study lessons during his Doctrines of Demons, and that is the topic of evolution. Okay, this is something that I think that there was several people that it kind of piqued their interest. I know it piqued mine, and Craig's brother actually did a series several years ago on it, and it was just a fascinating series. I truly enjoyed it, and I wanted to kind of retouch some of those things, and for some of you who may not have been here at that time, kind of look at those things. So we're going to look at evolution versus creation, essentially. And so, you know, during Craig's lesson, he said that, and I thought this was very true, is that the theory of evolution is one of Satan's biggest lies that he promotes in this world in today's day and age. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that evolution is so big and Satan pushes it so hard? Anybody have any ideas?
Keep us from believing in God.
Absolutely. Keep us from believing in God. Absolutely. Why else? Any other reasons?
Allows for the supremacy of man.
Allows for the supremacy of man, absolutely.
Takes accountability out of the picture. Like Claire said, we're accountable to ourselves.
Yep. Takes away the accountability because we no longer have a creator.
And people believe it.
And people believe it, absolutely.
Yeah. Genesis isn't true.
It takes away the truthfulness of Genesis. Absolutely. And it takes away God's glory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It robs him of his glory. Absolutely. So throughout this series, we're going to have a chance to look at some things of evolution and hopefully break those down, as well as look at some evidences for an intelligent designer, a creator. One of those videos we're going to watch real briefly, just as kind of an introduction. I know that you may have seen this video. I can't remember if Pastor Craig actually showed this exact video, but I know he showed some videos of this gentleman, of Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Everyone know who he is? So I've been watching some of his videos, and I'm going to play one of them right now. And just to be up front, if you're anything like me, you might get quite frustrated watching this. I know that, you know, growing up, he was somebody that I watched on TV. It was a fascinating show. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, taught some fun stuff. But as now I've matured and grown and seen what his actual thought process is behind all the science stuff that he talks about, it's kind of frustrating because he's quite arrogant about it. It kind of stirs me to anger as I watch more and more of these videos. But this first one is just, like I said, just kind of an introductory video to kind of talk about just how bad of a problem this is. So let me see if I can get these lights here. So, he makes several inflammatory statements there, doesn't he? So obviously, being creationists, we're all just a bunch of idiots, right? It's quite fascinating, and one of the things that I wanted to point out as we looked at this is, as we go throughout this series, I want to take the approach that, much like Pastor Craig has in the Wednesday night Bible studies, in making sure that we view this in a manner of love and understanding that people who are that blinded is just that. They are blinded by Satan's lies. They're just ignorant to the truth. And so we want to make sure that as we discuss these topics, that we're not insulting anybody or demeaning anybody, because there even may be some things that we cover that some of you may have thought was, in fact, scientific truth, because we've grown up with it so much in secular society. And so there may be some things that are kind of eye-opening, and we don't want to say anything that would make anybody feel bad about the way that they've been thought and taught. But what's quite interesting is you know, a lot of his statements are pretty much the exact opposite of the truth, right? I mean, you know, he thinks that we have a blind faith, and yet as we go through this series, you'll see that there is so much more evidence for intelligent design and a creator than there is for evolution, that evolution has even more blind faith than we have. Also, the idea that, you know, again, that unless you believe in evolution, you cannot be a scientist or an engineer or anybody intelligent. So we'll look at a few different people who were, in fact, God-fearing, faithful Christians and have made significant contributions to science. And then also, you know, he talked a lot about the different things that are observable in nature, you know, fossils and radioactivity and things like that. So those are some of the things that we're going to look at and hopefully be able to break down and show how that there's actually no evidence for those kinds of things. But I want to look at a piece of scripture here. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 9. It reads, "Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, 'What are you making?' Or shall your handiwork say, 'He has no hands?'" And that's essentially what Bill Nye is doing there, is he is denying his maker. He is denying that there is a creator. And that's exactly what this verse is talking about. Those who would deny their very creator. Does the pot deny that there's hands that are making it? And so woe to him who strives with his maker. And so it really just goes to show how bad of a situation it is for somebody who is of that mindset, that they would deny their maker. And so that's why we want to take a look at this. Now, to go through this, I want to talk a little bit briefly about how we're going to proceed. So right now, it may seem like my thoughts are a little jumbled, and that's quite honestly because they are. I mean, I've got so many thoughts flying in and out. But I wanted to keep this kind of loose-based each morning because I want opportunities for discussion. I know that there's going to be a lot of questions that come up as we go through these things, and so I really want to have a lot of interaction and be able to talk about those things. But with that, I want to say that I am certainly by no means an expert in this, okay? And so if I don't know an answer, I will openly admit it, and we will take the week to look at it and hopefully be able to come up with some answers the following week. But don't let that scare you away from actually asking the questions. So each week what I want to do is, as I said, take at least one evidence of evolution and break that down and hopefully destroy that piece of evidence so that we can be able to defend that when certain men like this come and confront us. And again, doing it out of love. It was interesting when I was going to UNLV for a semester. I was walking in between classes, and there was a person out in the quad area who was preaching, and he was out there thumping away and just really pounding at it. And he was gathering quite a crowd because he was quite loud and boisterous. I was admiring his faithfulness because it was not a friendly crowd. But at the same time, I watched as the conversation turned, not violent, but quite bickering and argumentative, I guess is the word I'm trying to think of. And somebody brought up, haven't you learned about evolution? And his comment was, oh my gosh, you are so stupid, this and that. And it was quite disheartening to see his response to that. And so I want to make sure that as we discuss these things, that again, we just remember that those who are of that mind frame are blinded by Satan's lies. So as we look at these, again, we're going to break down those evidences of evolution. And then secondly, I want to be able to look at evidence of an intelligent designer. So we're going to look at just flat out evidences that there is no way that evolution could have created this, that the only possible explanation is a heavenly Father who created it in his wisdom. And then through all of that, we are going to be dipping into God's word and seeing what he says and some of the promises that he's fulfilled. So at this point, what I'd like to do, again, I don't want to sit up here and just throw stuff out at you. I want to hopefully cover some things that are interesting to you. So are there any evidences of evolution that you would like us to cover throughout this series? Now, we may not be able to cover all of them, but I'd like to be able to address some things that has interested you or that you've heard and things like that. So, like I said, we are going to cover certain dating methods like radiometric and things like that. We're going to look at some of the fossil records, DNA, anything. Is there anything in particular that anybody wants to cover that maybe they've learned about in school growing up? Yes.
Something that's really fascinating to me is the Flatlander. Most of you don't know I come from Michigan. See, now, things like the Virgin River Gorge, the Grand Valley, are you going to get into geologic time and that kind of stuff? Because that's fascinating to me.
Geologic time. Excellent.
Something like the Virgin River Gorge, the Grand Canyon can be.
Absolutely.
Explained.
Sounds good. Yes.
Are you going to include carbon-13?
That yes, we will cover that in when we do the dating stuff. Yes.
You're going to be dating, huh?
I'm going leave it to Roger.
Yes.
Anything at all?
Yes.
The definition of science? Yes, we are absolutely going to be looking at that. In fact, that's what we're going to start off with next week. So, yes.
Galapagos.
The Galapagos, all right. The famous islands of Darwin's trip. Yes. Particle physics. All right.
How Darwin came up with his aging. It's interesting when you see this graph of his and how he. I don't know the word.
The tree of life thing?
Yeah.
Okay. We can take a look at that. Darwin's Black Box.
Irreducible Complexity, that thing.
Okay. Any other topics? Yes. Yes. Yes, that is something that I've already got on my list that we're going to talk about. Yep.
How you got everything into the ark.
Okay. Okay. Noah's Ark.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, yep. I've got that listed as well.
Rod, do you have day age theory listed in your things to look at?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The day age theory. If you don't know what that is, you will. Well, as we go throughout the series, feel free, if there's something that you come across or something that pops in your mind, just pull me aside, you know, in between services and say, hey, can we discuss this and we'll take a look at it. Because, again, I want to make sure that we're covering stuff that is interesting to you as well. Now, why is this so important? Why is it important that we examine this and tear down this lie of evolution?
Anybody? Well, to try to spread the word that it's not true.
Okay, to spread the truth.
So we're not deceived.
So that we're not deceived.
The worst thing is it's begun to invade the church.
It absolutely. It's begun to invade the church. Yes.
Well, the very essence of evolution goes against Scripture itself. It, you know, Genesis, which is the creation story.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I've listed just a couple of reasons here, and you've touched on some of them already, but obviously creation, it's proof of a creator. It's proof of God. We do not have a blind faith that there is lots and lots of evidence of the God that we serve. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. How has he shown it to them? Through his creation. That is one aspect of the way that the Lord has shown himself to us. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. So that's essentially what evolution does, is it steals glory from God and it gives it over to man. And man, in his wisdom, has figured out the universe. And so that is why this is so important, is we want to make sure that we are honoring the true creator. So being able to view these evidences, it reaffirms who we serve and the proof of the creator. And it's also so that we can know God better. As it said here, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So by studying creation, we can know God better. Also, and this is maybe a little bit of a stretch, but maybe not, but it's proof of Earth's condition. And what I mean by that is the second law of thermodynamics, which states that basically everything in nature left to its own moves from order to disorder. And that is what is going on in the world ever since the fall of man, is the world is deteriorating. It is dying. It is falling apart. The state and sinfulness of man is growing worse. And so by studying this and looking at this, we see the proof of that, which also shows our need for our Savior. And then finally, by studying God's creation, it gives us an opportunity to praise God. I know that as I look at things throughout nature and throughout the world, it truly is an amazing, amazing God that we serve. And we're going to watch some videos throughout the coming weeks that it's a series of DVDs, and it's incredible creatures that defy evolution. And it's a scientist who was a former evolutionist who has turned his ways and seen the truth and now serves God and realizes as he studies these different creatures in nature that there is absolutely no way that that creature could have come from evolution and that it proves that there is a God. But I've got another quick video that I want to show you. Excuse me. I can't remember if I've shown this before or not. But it's just one of my favorite videos. It's called The Powers of Ten, and I think the basis of the video was to show about numbers and the effect of multiplying by ten or diminishing by a power of ten. And so the video kind of speaks for itself, but I view it as just a way of, again, just honoring God in his amazing attributes. So if you'll... How many of you feel pretty small and insignificant at this point? I saw that video several years ago, and it stuck with me when it zooms all the way out there as far as it could go. And just picturing that's God's view of the universe. And that's just what we can comprehend. He's actually even bigger than that. But how tiny we are in this entire vast universe, and yet... men think that we are the center of it all and that we know everything. And then what was fascinating is it zoomed all the way in to that nucleus of that proton is that it looks almost the same as outer space, that there's so much space within there. That's just amazing how God is. And so, again, just looking at what God has created, it's just incredible. That I truly enjoyed that video. And what's really neat is that video was made in 1977.
Really?
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. So imagine if they were to redo that video nowadays, what more we could add to that. As I said, this is going to be what we're going to look at over the next few weeks is hopefully breaking down some of these evidences of evolution, and then also looking at evidence of God, of our Creator. And so at this time, we actually do have enough time. So we're going to watch a quick part, the first beginning part of the DVD series of Incredible Creatures That Defy Evolution. So the first couple of little snippets is going to go into a little bit about the background of the scientist that is talking about these things and how he became a creationist at this point in time. But again, just as we view these videos, we serve a remarkable God. You got that queued up? Creator, his not only how intelligent he is that we can't even comprehend, for him to be able to come up with the engineering of all this, but also just his artistic beauty of it all. Being an artist myself, I mean, I just, every day that I'm out there, this morning, how many of you were up early enough? Is there still fog out there?
Yeah, probably.
It was incredible just to see. I haven't seen fog since I left California, so it was kind of neat. But just, and there's another thing, the water cycle, we can take a look at if you want. But yeah, it's just truly incredible. We serve an amazing, amazing God. Anybody have any final thoughts or comments?
On that note, I just learned about a creature that I had never known before, and I follow a lot of this stuff. It's on the Weather Channel, and they've got a lot of different series and things like that, and so they'll have different topics. And some of them are lean toward the evolution and everything like that, but they talked about a frog in Alaska. and there's a certain part where it drops down to 30, 40 below zero during the winter. So it's like, well, how do they survive? This little frog actually freezes solid. And for 6 months, its heart stops, its digestion, everything shuts down completely. So they said it literally dies. For 6 months, it's laying there dormant, and then they showed it in fast motion. They showed it thawing out, and it says magically the heart starts beating, and its legs start moving, and he gets up and he jumps away. You're going, how in the world? They said inside his cells, there's like antifreeze in there. And then the way his digestive system is, it just sets up enough that since he doesn't have any metabolism while he's there, and you go, how in the world could that evolve? Once he froze, he's dead. That's it. And 6 months later, this thing comes alive again. You go, what triggers it? It had to be something that was designed. It's amazing.
Yeah. It truly is, and we're gonna see a lot of different amazing creatures as we go through this series. Any other final comments or anything? Yes.
I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, and they tried to teach us back then that everything evolved out of a big bang, and the more they tried to teach that, the more I had to question it because of the assumptions. You mentioned assumptions, assumptions. It doesn't even make sense. We fly a lot, and I've told my passengers sometimes, and I'll say, if you take this plane and took all the parts of the plane apart and laid it out on the runway and didn't have somebody to put it together, how much time would it take for it to suddenly evolve over billions? How much time do you think it would take for it to turn into an airplane? Now that's with parts already made, with a design already programmed. It is ridiculous statistically to think that things could happen just by given enough time. There is design in every one of the animals, every one of the plants, all the elements, the things about water that are unique to that. Somebody had to put it together and think it through and speak it into existence. Who is a pretty big, powerful thinker.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Otherwise, statistically, how could all of this evolve and happen and be existing today? And, like I said, second law of thermodynamics, constantly deteriorating, and yet you're saying that it constantly is evolving.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're gonna look where that's where we're gonna start next week is looking at the definition of science and what's wrong with the science of evolution to begin with, and then look at some of the assumptions and then go into the dating methods and things like that. But there's a fascinating book actually. It was written by a statistician. Is that how you say it?
Statistician.
Who it's called Tornado in a Junkyard, and they have gone through the statistics of evolution and shown that for one specific thing to evolve the way it does, it is mathematically impossible. And so there's a greater chance of a tornado going through a junkyard and fully assembling a vehicle than there is of evolution. So it's just fascinating stuff, and we are past our time. So let's close in prayer. Our great Heavenly Father, just the ultimate creator, we thank you so much for who you are and for your creation around us as evidence of who you are and just how amazing you are. And Lord, we thank you for creating us and that you view us as your ultimate creation, that we were made in your image and we are unique and special. We thank you so much for being that for us and allowing us to know you, not only through creation, but also through your word, Lord. I just pray that as we go throughout this series, that you would be honored and glorified through it. And I just pray now that as we dismiss, that you would be with the remainder of the service. Let it be glorifying to you and just dismiss us with your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.